The early afternoon sunshine blazed down on a large pen, out of the sight of amphitheater spectators. The bestiarius began covering the eyes of the hobbled bull elephant he had selected to kill, Gaius Sergius Vitus. Perched on its neck, the beastmaster hummed as he did his work, patting the hide of the massive animal, trying to settle and soothe it. In his mind, he saw clearly how it would happen. He would remove the blinds only after he strapped Vitus to a tusk and led the beast to the center of the sand. Then, while two bears fought the elephant, another condemned man would be forced to dart between the elephant's legs to release the chains that kept it hobbled. After the bears had killed the condemned man, and after the elephant had killed the bears, with Vitus still on its tusk, it would finally redirect its rage to shake and scrape Vitus loose, then stomp him into a red smear. The process would, with luck, entertain the crowd for half an hour. It was routine, actually, except that the man who was to die today once had Nero's ear. So the bestiarius knew it needed to be done properly. From below the bestiarius, a voice interrupted his thoughts. "Nero wants Vitus so close he can taste his blood." The bestiarius, a small, dirty man with no teeth, secured the blinders and patted the animal's head before looking down to answer. At the sight of the elephant, he saw the former slave most citizens in Rome recognized, Helius, Nero's most trusted advisor. In his late 20s, Helius was a beautiful man with smooth, almost bronze skin. His hair was luxuriously curly, his eyes a strange yellow, giving him a feral look that was rumored to hold great attraction for Nero. Helius wore a toga edged with purple, and his fingers and wrists and neck were layered with jewelry of gold and rubies. "Did you hear me?" Helius said, impatient. He sniffed the air cautiously and wrinkled his nose at the smell of the elephant. The bestiarius would have answered any other man with derogative curses. "No man alive," the bestiarius finally said, "can direct or predict the movements of a raging elephant." "Nor can any man dead," Helius told him. "Make sure Nero is not disappointed." The bestiarius cautioned himself that this was Helius, who had almost as much power over the lives and deaths of Nero's subjects as Nero himself. "I'll have two women chained in the sand below the emperor's place in the stands," he said, after a few moments' thought. Once the bull was in a rage, he knew it would attack everything in sight, including those women. It would rear on hind legs and stomp with the full force of its weight, something that would surely excite Nero. The bestiarius would also strap Vitus on so tightly that the elephant would not be able to shake him loose too soon. That would bring Vitus in close enough to the emperor. "He will get the blood he wants. Ensure that the women are Christians, and see it's done properly," Helius snapped. "You don't want me back here again."